Hello, Stanley. Welcome to the 6 a.m. podcast. I'm sure you have something reasonable to say.
Go ahead. Tell him. Pressure
was too much. I don't disagree with your decision-making, Stanley.
I haven't eaten anything, and I'm on my second cup of coffee.
Oh, I haven't eaten anything either, and I'm, like, starving. Yes. And I'm also on my second
Cheers.
Cup of coffee. Congratulations.
Let's chug it. What if it's still hot?
Unfortunately, mine's not hot.
It's for the show. Yeah, same. Doesn't that fucking bum you out when you forget a cup of coffee?
It does bum me out because my wife likes to drink her coffee at like room temperature, and I absolutely do not like to do that. This is not a criticism of the way that my wife likes to drink coffee. I just don't prefer it to be lukewarm.
It's very democratic of you.
Yes, so thank you. So
my wife drinks coffee just fine. There's no notes with that.
It's just there to provide context to the way that I like coffee, which is hot.
There is no right or wrong. You're right.
I just like the coffee to be like just slightly. Well, okay. If you take a mouthful of it, it's going to burn the inside of your mouth. That's how hot I like it.
Yeah, yeah. I want it to kind of hurt a little.
Yeah, I like the pain.
Got to earn it.
You got to earn. That's right.
You know,
that's right.
I feel like because I if you have just like a cup of coffee sitting next, sometimes it'll happen. Usually Fridays, actually, a lot of times, because those are my, before we started getting on the schedule of recording on Fridays,
right?
It was kind of my day off.
Sure.
So it was my zone out day.
Yeah. Don't have any responsibilities.
Yeah. Like, what do I want to do today?
Yeah. What does Pat want to do?
Sometimes, and a lot of times, it's just.
You just sit right in this chair, don't you?
No,
just
downstairs.
Stare.
There's a different chair.
Okay. And you just stare.
Yeah. Honestly, dude, there has been many times that I just. Like, just kind of, and not just drug-induced, you know?
Right. No, I mean, I'm rarely drug-induced, and I do the same thing. Well, I'll just sit and, my wife can't figure out how I could just sit and stare. It's the same way that I could drive.
Thinking.
For
I'm
hours.
Thinking.
I am thinking.
But just like, it's one of those things that, it's so funny that
or
people.
Or I'm not.
Oh.
And that's really nice, too.
It is nice to shut off every once in a while, but I'm thinking like, I'm thinking more of. Like where you just kind of sit there and not zone out, but like just reflect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Or like you said, not reflect. Just
yeah. Maybe I'm just not doing anything.
Maybe I'm just hyper focused on.
Maybe I'm just being
some dickhead in traffic that I'm just like, fuck.
See, this is a waste of time. Don't do that.
Right. Well, no. It's just like one of those things of like. Like, I just wonder what that dickhead's doing right now.
Again, though, I don't give
that?
Them. No, I don't give them another thought.
Oh.
I mean, what did they do to deserve that?
I mean, they like
your time, effort, and energy.
They
fuck
pulled out. They pulled out a little too slowly for my liking.
Right. Exactly. They have no idea. They're off on their own lives, and you're at home sitting stewing in a chair.
Yeah. Yeah, stewing like this, gripping the sides, just going like.
Drive.
I bet if I followed him, oh my god.
I bet I could do something not illegal.
Yeah, I would not. I wouldn't follow anybody home. I have followed people, but not home.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's not creepy.
I did make a pledge one year. You know, like I'm trying to achieve my goal this year.
Okay.
Of having a push up. Pull up. The other one too.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to do a push up too, but that's you know.
You can do a push up.
I think I can actually. I can already do one of those.
You
but
can do a push-up.
The pull-up has been the bane of my existence, my entire existence. Like from when they used to expect you to be athletic in school, which is okay. I now do support that because it turns out that would have been beneficial if they stuck with it. if they stuck with it, not me.
Right. It was always somebody else's fault.
Yeah, man.
I mean, come on. What do you.
A dickhead in traffic. I mean, he ruined my day.
I know. And then you could have been like, but if I could just do one pull up.
Yeah, if I could do.
I could have connected with that.
One of my resolutions one year, this is how much I've grown, even with my improvements of myself. One year, I was like, I got to stop looking at other drivers.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah. Stop comparing yourself to other drivers.
No. I mean, literally.
No, I know, looking at them.
I'm closing my eyes while I'm driving.
That's smart.
No, it's like when you pass somebody and you do this, like.
Yeah. You're like.
Nope. Don't even give them the time of day.
That's right.
But apparently that just manifested into me just internalizing all of that and then sitting in my chair on my days off and going like, oh, fucking guy in the red Kia.
Okay. So Pat's on a quest to do a pull-up, and yeah. I think that this should be applauded, and I think it's necessary. It's a life skill, everybody. If you can't do a pull-up, you should work now on doing a pull-up. You should be able to pull your own body weight up over a ledge, because you never know when you'll be hanging off the edge of a building.
Yeah, I didn't really think of it that way, but now you've added a whole new layer of terror to
that's
it.
That's right. There's a sense of desperation.
Is the gym open right now? Can I go back?
You may.
For some reason, that's the only place I feel like I can do pull-ups.
I'll open it for you, and you can do pull-ups.
Yeah, in the back of this cavernous jiu-jitsu gym filled with all of this sweat and knowledge from the day.
Yeah.
At the end of it, I see all the other people, Rick, Chad, all these people.
Yeah.
These people. Exercising after our hour of exercise, crazy people.
They're a bunch of kooks.
I used to think that way, Jeff, until I became one of them.
That's right. If you can't beat them, join them.
Total 11 kind of pull-ups. God damn it, why do I keep saying it that
push-ups?
Way?
Push-ups? Yeah.
I'm lowering the bar myself already.
It's interesting because Luke Weaver, one of our good friends and fellow jiu-jitsu practitioners, was talking to me about it the other day, and he's more of a push guy, and I'm more of a pull guy.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
And it makes sense because my favorite exercises, if we call them that, are pull-ups.
Yeah.
And then in weightlifting, it's the deadlift is my favorite.
Oh, okay. And that's the same?
It's the same mechanic. It's a pull mechanic.
I feel like, I think what it is like the fact that like it's just the most practical. It's the easiest to do anywhere.
It's great.
Exercise.
Yeah,
it's just like,
pull-ups
it's just
are great.
Perfect. It's like one of those things. And it's also very functional, apparently.
It is.
If I'm on the top of a building,
I mean, how many
chased by zombies?
I mean,
that's
right. Anything like that. How many guys and gals have you seen over the years throughout film and television hanging on ledge? I'm just saying.
My brain didn't even go there. My brain went to those crazy people I see on social media, any social media, usually the kind where you can see people die. That are hanging on the side of a building and then just going like that's like just doing one-handed stuff or climbing up to the top of like where the suspension bridge or something like that, the cables of that, and like just like, and oh, I gotta get my selfie, like that kind of shit is it makes me sick to watch it.
yeah
but it also makes me feel like they've never the chasm between us of like me never being able to do a pull-up. I think the same thing when I see rock climbers.
Sure.
Of this like,
oh yeah,
I couldn't relate with somebody less. That all you do is pull yourself up.
Like the whole time.
That's all you're doing until either you can't or it's crazy. I definitely have a lot of lanes and on on social media that kind of motivate me in weird ways. Of like, I think that, but the functional aspect of it I never even thought of as far as like being in terror. I felt I always just kind of felt like I could rely on my body in that thing, like the mom strength.
Possibly, but I would think I would not want to hedge my bets on it.
No.
I wouldn't want to get to that point and be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I've never done a pull-up before.
Like, also, the fact that I have a very defeatist mindset sometimes, so like if I've recognized that I have never done a pull-up my entire life, that would definitely come into my mind in that moment. So, of like, Pat, Just jump.
What you're telling me is that your hang in there kitty poster actually says let go.
Yeah. It's a declawed cat. Oh, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, you guys should do pull-ups are great because you can do them anywhere, and if I had to pick one exercise, not you can pick whatever exercise you want, but if I had to pick one exercise, if you're like, I don't have time for any other bullshit, one exercise to do would be a pull-up.
Yeah, body weight exercises seem like a win either way, any way you cut
it's
it.
It's a huge win.
Yeah, so I think that's a goal of mine. I just a little
it's a good one.
A little context for any listeners that I don't know if I ever explained this, but I make my New Year's resolutions on my birthday, and I usually slack off until around New Year's, and that's when I start them.
You give yourself a grace period.
Yeah, I give myself a grace period. I don't have to start on New Year's like all you hacks. I go by my year.
Yeah.
I want my yearly.
Okay.
Also, my chest hurts a little.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
is awesome.
I'm going to be ripped.
You are going to be ripped.
Luke, watch out, pal.
When you unlock it, when you unlock it, when you unlock like the pull-up, then you can turn it into like a functional exercise.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like I felt much the same way about kickflips.
Oh, kickflips. Maybe that'll be next year's.
Yeah, next year. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's just one of those things that once you get it, like it takes, for me, it took forever to get it. I mean, to really get it, to understand it, and to be able to do it on a consistent basis. And, but once it was unlocked, it opened the door to all kinds of other tricks.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, now I can have fun. Now I can have fun with this. Yeah. I can do this.
I'm going to start doing gymnastics. I'm going to start doing the uneven bars.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all over the place.
Yeah. Why not?
Look out. Damn. Simone Biles. I knew one. I was like, I know a gymnast. I know gymnast names.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. So
my hands hurt.
So this is a great segue into our topic today. We're going to talk about balance.
Yeah.
You had brought up a couple episodes ago that like we were talking about what we're terrible at in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You said balance. And yeah. It kind of like has been running around in my head ever since there. And it's funny because a lot of these topics have a lot to do with specific techniques within jiu-jitsu, but also the connective thread is to how it applies to your life outside of jiu-jitsu well, which we all do because of the things that we enjoy. So, you know, we are self-aware that we make these connections on purpose because it's something that we all relate to.
Yeah.
You know, we recognize that when we start training in jiu-jitsu that it has a lot to do with everything else that we're connected to.
Yeah,
we start saying things like, oh, it's just like in jiu-jitsu. Right. Of course.
Balance is can be figurative as well as literal.
Of course. Yeah. Right. Of course. And so we'll talk a little bit about balance today. And we've touched on this topic before in different ways, like when we're talking about like how much should you train, you know, how hard should you push, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're giving birth, I'd say you have to push harder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should push if you are giving birth.
Yeah.
Just if anybody is watching this while they're giving birth right now,
go ahead and push.
Listen to the nurse.
Yeah.
Whatever they're saying.
If she says push.
If they say don't.
Don't push.
Anyway.
Just do it anyway, right?
Yeah. Fuck that. What are you, a pussy?
Yeah. You got.
Push!
Push, goddammit.
Breathe!
Yeah. Pressure!
This is bringing us... We will talk later about our Lamaze series that's coming out.
We
tapes.
Have very... Yeah, this is coming out on VHS and DVD.
Yeah, we just give time. I just Lamaze keep calling out time. Set. 4 minutes!
I mean, it's a lot like... We're just going to record like some coaching sessions.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Just basically like, us like looking very urgent like at two different things. The people, and then whatever the clock is.
Yeah.
That's what I usually do.
I think it's smart, yeah.
And then shout things.
Yeah, and shout things. Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah, great. So balance, we were talking about balance. And so, you had discussed this about, like, you know, balance being an issue. But interestingly enough, like, one of the things that you're solving through, like, your pull-up challenge, of course, will, of course, have a significant effect on your balance as well. And I feel confident in that because this is all of these things that we do from, you know, like for a pull-up, for instance, when you do a proper pull-up, your entire body's engaged, right? It's about control, right? Mm-hmm. You're controlling the movement from the hanging position the whole way up to the pulling position,
yeah, yeah.
You know, up to your chin over the bar. But that's like that speaks a lot to balance because and don't get me wrong, I know I've seen people that do kipping pull-ups. Kipping pull-ups are not pull-ups.
Yeah, that's the one where what you're talking about, like a kip-up. Yeah.
Yeah, a kip-up. I mean, is there any benefit to doing a kipping pull-up? I don't fucking know because I don't do them.
Right.
You know, but I just say like when I think about those types of scenarios, if we're talking in the literal fashion, you know, especially when it comes to jiu-jitsu and we're what I'm trying to get through is that I want you guys to do things in a controlled manner.
Yeah.
Be in control. If you're going to throw somebody, you're going to sweep somebody, you're going to pass someone's guard, you're going to set up a submission, be in control the entire time.
Right.
And that requires a lot of balance.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It does. You can't if
balance,
you're
again and figuratively and like literally like
right.
like legitimately in decision making and as far as like
exactly
stability
right yeah. And so it speaks a lot to those things so balance is such an important part of what we do as jiu-jitsu practitioners and I think that it's if you don't think about it if you don't think about balance as like a key or a foundational element of your jiu-jitsu that you should probably start thinking about it like that And again, that does, as you'd mentioned, translates literally, right? Where you feel like if you're somebody that's off balance a lot, that ultimately means you're going to lose position a lot. You're going to get swept a lot. You're going to trip over your feet a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to fall down
You're going to break toes. I broke both pinky toes, my big toe, like baseball slides or trying to like pass guard and stuff like that. Like, like just stupid things where it's just like, because I didn't have balance, I was working a lot harder and a lot dumber.
Sure. Right.
You know what
of
I
course.
Mean? Like,
a
really,
lot harder.
Like, legitimately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, and it's not to say that you can't overcome these things by just like sort of powering through or, you know, but,
right. I was still passing, but it was one of those things at the
right.
behest You're, of my toes.
Right. Right.
My toes were breaking off my feet.
Right. Yeah. They're snapping right off.
I've got club feet now.
Very fashionable in ancient China, as I
daisies.
Understand it.
Beep, 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 beep. Like, well, dandelions, right? Isn't
yeah,
that what the little,
yeah.
Yeah. Mama yep, had a baby and it
popped off. That's right. All right.
I thought that was just a Florida thing. Sorry.
No, it's not. It's yeah. all. It's the. It's at least in America. It's
okay.
very popular.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. We love removing heads.
But
so
it wasn't a very balanced approach. Like it was legitimately, I was just
sure.
using one of my strengths. I wasn't using anything else in my tool belt, even at white belt level, like early white belt
yeah.
level. That's because that's mainly what I'm talking about is like the fact that like I was still like I was just kind of like not letting the jiu-jitsu do the thing and
right.
like do its thing. Like
right.
use jiu-jitsu to balance your attack.
This is very yes exactly and so one of the key components to understanding balance is to slow down.
Yep.
Slow down, and this applies to everything you guys are doing in your life. Like I know I get it too. I fall victim to it as well. Like you think you've got it figured out and you just want to get it done, whether you're passing guard or finishing a project mm-hmm. or like or solving another problem or whatever, and you're just like and you just go at it. You're just like I just want to get it done, and then you fuck it up.
Yeah. 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 Like ultimately it's always the do you want it done right or you do want it done fast? It's always that's
yeah.
always in my head because I do need to slow down, make a list, but also you're going to get it consistent and it's going to be perfect.
And it's right. And
I
you're
can guarantee
be,
it.
And you're going to, right. And you're going to be pleased with it. Right. And,
yeah.
and so is everybody else.
Right.
And it's funny because I've just brought this up in regards to my client work when I'm, you know, working in design is that when I started my career, like we had huge lead times on projects
yeah.
and they were massive projects, but there was a lot of responsibility in the work that we were doing. And so it was important that you took your time and you had to, because the technology wasn't up to the point it is today.
Yeah.
And over the years, what has happened is that the expectation has increased and the time frame for which it needs to be done
yeah.
is decreased.
Yeah.
And we're all victims of it. Like, and don't get me wrong. I love technology.
Sure.
Sort of. I think
listening.
That technology. What'd you say?
They're listening.
They're listening.
We
yeah.
love technology.
I love technology.
Help! Help!
I think as this episode written by AI.
Yeah.
I admire technology. I think it's a great tool and so on and so forth. But like you were talking about New Year's resolutions, and I'm pretty sure I've not defined it yet. I do mine on New Year's, but I'm thinking that like I'm going to be. My New Year's resolution is to slow down.
Ah,
slow down.
I like that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mean be less aggressive.
No, no.
I just mean channel your energy into things that are more focused and balanced.
Bringing more intention into your,
yes.
your actions.
So that's another point. So you're... Give me the knuckles, baby. So one
Told
of the
you
things...
you prepared for this
You
one.
Really were. So one of the things... Because yeah, you've been thinking about it longer than I have, really. So one of the things that comes with balance and taking your time in that and finding balance is intention. Like what if you're in a passing position and you have the ability to select from half a dozen guard passes.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that a lot of those are circumstantial based on what guard is in front of
and
you.
And only
so
one
forth.
Direction.
In one right to the left.
Only to the left.
Only to the left.
Look it up. It's not.
It's
we didn't
fact.
Make that up.
No, it's just the rules.
It is a thing that is. It's just a science at this
yeah,
point.
It's science.
It's not even a. It's not a study. It's the truth.
It's a natural law.
It is a natural law. Well, they took Pluto out. They brought this in.
Yeah.
They made room for that.
There's only guard. You can only pass the guard to the left.
Yeah. Nobody got it at that time because jiu-jitsu wasn't as big back then.
It was
but
in
still.
Its, it was a, yeah, it was in its infancy.
It was still coming up.
So, what one of the things that you can do is work with intention, and you
yeah.
don't it doesn't you don't have to select a specific guard pass for that intention.
Right.
Your intention instead is focused solely on passing the guard.
Yeah.
Think
big picture.
Exactly.
Right.
And thereby. You're able, because I think one of the failings that we run into when we're talking about the, you know, ultimately having balance in whatever we're doing, whether it's, again, physical, you know, the literal manifestation or otherwise, is the fact that, like, we as human beings, but particularly jiu-jitsu practitioners, we collect a lot of information that I know is inside of your heads, guys. Yeah. I know you guys are smarter than the average bear, or at least some of you are. And and
we will not name names.
We won't name names. You guys are smarter than the average bear. You've collected a tremendous amount of knowledge in a short amount of time, and it's going to continue to grow because much of what we do from a jiu-jitsu perspective is just reiteration of the same techniques over and over and over again, fundamentally. And so what happens is you get to a point where you're like, I have all this stuff to choose from, and now I'm thinking about it, and now that opportunity's passed, and you just like you just fucking spaz.
You squander.
Yeah, you blow it because you're just like, I'm just gonna try and smash and get through this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which works on occasion.
He's just explaining my jiu-jitsu guy. Yeah. he's talking to me. I know he sounds like he's saying, like, this is what you, the royal you.
The universal we.
No, he's pointing at, if you're not watching the video, he's pointing at Pat. Like, just going, Pat, this is what you do.
Right.
That's absolutely what I do. It's just that thing of, oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck my head in their stomach and just push it.
Yeah, push through it. Right. And it does work. I mean, it does work in certain circumstances sometimes, and on occasion. Yeah. But again, the issue is it never feels right because you're not in control.
Right. And it's not really jiu-jitsu. I'm not using what I know.
Right.
Like I know how to do this.
Yeah.
Just stop and just relax.
Slow down.
Be like, just figure out what do you need to do.
Right.
Because you know what you need to do. Just
need
fucking,
to pass.
Just wait.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah.
And if you move with intention then, and you go to pass, like because we're using guard passing as an example, because it is arguably one of the hardest things to do in jiu-jitsu.
Very frustrating.
Guard.
Yeah.
Very frustrating. Can be very frustrating. And so when you move with intention and that your mind just says, I'm going to pass the guard,
right.
You allow that space, you allow that technique that you know that's inside of you to just go without having to think about it.
Yeah.
And miraculously, you'll find that your success rate for passing guard goes up tremendously.
Because when you're intentional,
and you're slowing things down because what is available to you now is balance that you didn't recognize you had in the first place.
So this is something to bring. I don't know if we ever talked about it on the show or not, but I remember that we have personally talked a lot about game plan. Make a game plan.
Yeah,
game plan. And I would always, and I don't know if I ever actually said this out loud to you or not. Because it is. I understand. It's coming,
is it an insult?
It's no. Well, it's kind of not an insult, but it's kind of like one of those things of like it's coming from Pat Brain. Of like you say, for me to come up with like a game plan.
Right, game plan.
Essentially,
right.
Of like what? Be very direct. What do you want to do?
Right.
Right. And I took it so literally that I'm like, okay, so I'm going to come up with all these things, but what if they do something different?
Right.
Of like, I'm thinking, and then legitimately, my thought is they're going to have a game plan too, with hopefully if their coach is, you know, smart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what you're saying is not wrong, but what I was thinking as far as game plan was like, okay, so you're going to go for their arm. And once you get their arm, you're going to want to do, and it's like, no.
Yeah, it's none of that.
Use your technique. Game plan is intention. Intention
right.
can be game plan. You want to get to their back.
Right.
Because sometimes, and
exactly.
I think this is what Gordon Ryan's little secret is, this little beast. Sorry, I said his name. I'm sorry.
Gordon Ryan's secret.
Don't say it again. When we say it three times, he shows up. he'll hook us both, and we'll be like, stop.
Stop it.
It's, I think sometimes, like, he just, it's not like just willing it. And Derek Lewis is another good example. We talked about that. Where people joke about Derek Lewis, a UFC fighter, heavyweight. They joke about how jiu-jitsu doesn't work on him. If you watch his most recent match against Almeida, it fucking does. Sorry.
Yeah.
He fucking 21 minutes of control time.
Right.
It can. But what it is it's intense. Sometimes if you're like, I want to get to their back, literally sometimes if they're doing something, you could catch them slipping where you can just push them off of you or just get up and go to their back. Like sometimes it's not right. Some people are too caught in jiu-jitsu sometimes.
Too caught in the technique.
In the technique.
That I've got to do this technique to get to this position.
Sometimes they overthink it. So like you have to find the balance of being able to not thinking at all and thinking too much and just sometimes it is as easy as just going whoop.
Yep.
Like what's the duck? Duck under?
Yeah.
Right? Is that a wrestling
duck under? Yeah.
Sorry, I said the right thing.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I have the right term.
Yeah.
I when I discovered that, like, or the shrug. The shrug you
the
showed
shrug.
In that takedown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of this, like, oh, yeah. You can just, that's jiu-jitsu. That's jiu-jitsu, too, of just push them off of you.
Right.
Oh yeah, right. And that dude, since that, I swear to God, Jeff, and I know that's the part that I want to apologize and maybe take an insulting. From that point,
yeah,
that was like my aha moment, and that kind of I feel like I leveled up mentally at that point, confidence wise, of like, yeah, sometimes it is as easy as a duck under or a fucking shrug,
yeah,
or just a little,
right,
like a push or yeah, something like that. Don't overthink it. You have to be balanced and go, oh, sometimes it is just a push. Sometimes it is a hook and you got to do a thing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. You know. So you have this environment. It's called training. You have this miraculous environment where like there's an instructor who's teaching you a technique.
Practice.
You get to practice the technique.
Practice.
Yeah. And so that's the time for you to start collecting knowledge. So like, so to Pat's point, he's exactly right. When we talk about game plan, the idea is for you to be in a position. Good Christ. It was only a matter of time before.
Minimal damage.
That was minimal because it was looking not good.
I
but
know, this was hanging.
Yeah, and it was like, and the water was in the way. I was like.
for people that are not watching, that are just listening, this is our official Stanley segment.
Yeah, it's his cameo.
Yeah, hey Stanley. Yeah, yep,
he's
show
our
good
special.
Side. Thanks, buddy.
His special guest appearance by Stanley.
Sorry about that.
It's all good, man. So what I was saying, we're talking about game plan. When I'm thinking about it from a competition standpoint and I'm trying to express to my students that when I'm talking about game plan, I'm not talking about a specific technique. I'm speaking about what your intent is. Like, do you prefer to work from the back? Do you prefer to work from a top side control position? Do you prefer to work from the mount? Like, what is it that you want to get to?
Yeah.
And thereby you can take that understanding no matter what position you're. So if you want to be on someone's back, I agree with you. You should be on someone's back.
Good choice.
But you're at bottom side control. You should not be thinking to yourself, I'm in bottom side control. You should be thinking to yourself, how do I get to the back from here?
Right.
Because that's the only way that you're gonna select. Because if you're thinking about, oh, I'm in bottom side control, guess where you're gonna stay?
Yeah.
Bottom
yeah.
side control.
Yeah, you just spoke it into existence.
Exactly.
It's that kind of thing. Yeah. It's funny, you did you sounded like you were already doing our training video. You're
right.
Like, so you want to get to the back. That's a great idea. Let's go.
Come on with me.
Come on. Let's go to the back.
So what you'll find that like when we do those things in like a more immediate environment, like let's say competition or even competition class for that matter.
A heightened
environment, which is, by the way, I have my theories on competition as well, which is basically an illusion of stress. You know, that is, I mean, competition is the same as any other match.
I agree with you. And that's why when we were talking about this earlier today, sorry to side note here, but we were talking about this earlier today after class, and we're talking about upcoming competitions that we're putting
a crew together.
We're going to try to get everybody to go to. And I was thinking like, man, I'm kind of eager to compete. It's not that I don't think I'll still be nervous or anything like that, but
sure, of course you
it
will
is.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think I should be as nervous as I've been in the past.
Agreed.
Because I really love doing jiu-jitsu. But also, it's not just because it's in the safe environment. I mean, there's those roles you have with certain people that are like, they're heightened. They feel more competitive.
Yeah.
And not to mention comp class is also helps with that too.
Sure.
Is this like, is repetition and stuff like that. But I feel like there was an illusion. I think this will be edited out. This little part with Stanley here. I mean, like, you won't see that, but I could probably include it if you want.
You should just do, like, the little digital, like...
the blur.
The digital blur.
Sir, this is indecent exposure.
We're going to get kicked off of Instagram.
But it's basically, like, I do agree with you. There is an illusion of a heightened environment of stress.
Sure, stress, right.
Environment of stress or anxiety that really it should be because even still, it's still not... The streets.
It's not
MMA.
You're like, not fighting for your life.
Like you can still have a fun competitive match with these people in the same way that you can training with your buddies. Again,
right.
Like, shout out to Rick, Luke,
and who are arguably better than the person that you're fighting against.
I roll with the and you say it all the time. Fucking murderers.
Yeah.
Every day. Like people that legitimately I think actually could kill me.
And to close it off so we don't get too distracted is that the fact that Pat's right. So you're not you're not going to find people in you know competition right. that is beyond a skill level that you've grappled with
especially
before.
If they haven't dealt with that heightened
yeah.
the realization
yeah.
and actually addressing it, you know.
You know, that changes significantly when you get to like brown and black belt levels, but from you know white to purple belt, trust me, you've fought people that are just as good, if not better, than the person you're competing
right.
against, I promise right, right. you. But anyway, all that to say is that when you get to competition and you recognize that a technique is missing, that's all it is.
Yeah.
You had your game plan. It didn't work out because maybe there was a missing piece of your game, and it could have been a counter that was missing or a timing thing that's missing. So you guess what you do?
Yeah.
You go back to the gym
yeah.
and you train again.
You address it.
Right, and then you go back out onto the mat and do it again.
Right.
That's all this is, guys. There is no end.
Yeah.
It's just that you're doing this, and each time that you do this, you're completing a larger piece of the puzzle, and you're adding to your balance. This also does wonders for the balance inside of your own mind.
Yeah,
not just your physical balance, but your mental balance,
yeah,
where
yeah.
you're like, okay,
yeah,
okay,
okay,
yeah. Right.
Especially when you're like, you have that mindset of like, I'm better than that. Like,
And
it's one of those things of like, okay, so what do I need to, and not like being down on yourself, but going like, okay, so what can I work
yeah.
on to
yeah.
to balance my game plan out?
Exactly.
Like, you know?
Exactly. I mean, we're all going to like, and that's the idea too, is that if you think about it, and it's the same, you know, this works as a great life metaphor as well, is that you're going to get swept.
Yeah.
You're going to get taken down. You're going to find yourself in bad spots. And the question becomes at that moment, are you able to counter? Are you able to get back up? Are you able to continue the fight? And the answer is
yeah.
yes, you are.
Remember that? I did like a whole week or at least 2 weeks where I was like, I just, in every role, I want to just try to get up.
Yeah, get up.
Every time, no matter what, figure out no matter what position I'm in.
Perfect. Right.
Get in the worst case position if you can. And just
right.
So now that I have the option, and now I truly feel, no matter who I'm rolling, well, depending on, so there's actually, again, speaking of the killers, there's certain people that I'm like,
caveat.
I can't give a guarantee,
but
it's like, but
you feel confident.
I feel confident that I have the ability to get up in any scenario,
right?
Any scenario and or take them down as I'm getting up.
Okay.
Like I've even been working. I mean,
great.
I'm working on being a fucking assassin at this point.
Yeah.
And it's
fucking Jason Bourne over here.
Yeah. I'm Steve Bourne.
Steve. I'm his brother Steve.
Hey guys, I'm Steve. Steven Bourne.
You might have known my brother Jason.
Who ate my sandwich? It was an egg salad. Oh, it's in the back.
Sorry, guys. I found it.
Steve Bourne. No trouble today.
Master Assassin Steve Bourne.
You'll know it when I have to use it.
That's right. Because I swear to God, if I have to eat mac and cheese one more time,
fucking pissed off.
Because you people eat my sandwich. You
can't afford Chick-fil-A all the time, guys.
If I have to eat ramen one more time.
Oh, man. Did you know they ruined the soy sauce flavor? We'll get into that later.
Yeah, this is for a whole other podcast. So anyway, all that to say is we'll wrap up this topic for today. It's like kind of like what we're just thinking about in terms of balance is like the key takeaways for today is just to like is in your I can't speak to your lives. I don't know, want to.
Okay.
But I can say
I'll cut his mic.
If you feel like things are, there's just too much, like
yeah.
you're overwhelmed, right? If you're overstimulated and overwhelmed, like you're not going to be able to make clear, competent decisions.
If you're worried about it,
and
if you're worried if you're overwhelmed, you probably are overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I think that's a great,
well,
right
well said.
Too, yeah.
yeah, well said. So you probably are overwhelmed. So
yeah.
just slow down because this is going to allow you to find balance. And balance is extraordinarily important in jiu-jitsu, but it's also very important in life.
Yeah.
Slow down.
If I'm in your head,
move with intention.
Move with intention. Slow down. And if I'm in Jeff's head, I know with you making that New Year's resolution means
yep.
that from now until New Year's, you're going to be working your fucking ass off.
I'm just gonna go.
I have a deadline to
I
slow down.
Deadlines, right? So I'll just push as hard as I can.
I have to do all my year's work in 3 months. So I just imagine your household being like a fucking tornado of
yeah,
work.
Yeah, like no, like everyone's like, I'm so burnt out, I can't take it anymore.
Don't expect any 6 a.m. podcasts until the new year.
So by February, I'll be living in the Caddick.
Jeff will be like, hey, God, I slowed down because I had a throat.
yeah.
I think you're right. I slow down, be a little bit more intentful What?
Intentional.
Intentional.
Intentful is a good one.
We'll close
I
it
like
out
that one. Be more intentful, everybody.
Be a whole tentful.
And come on along with me to the back.
Come on.
We're
hey.
Going to be more intentful.
Oh, you want to... What's that? You want to go to the back? Okay, let's go.
Let's be intentful when we go, though, okay?
I'm going to take you on a De La Hiva. Huh?
What?
Yeah. It's going to be... look for our series coming up around Christmas time. Again, that's part of the work. We got to get the brain.
We've got to get... So that's right.
You got to work on the box cover.
Yeah, but it's... I've got it.
What do you think? Us shirtless?
100%.
Posing with our favorite steak? Oh, Jeffrey.
It's still the same steak that I was holding before. I'm just carrying it around everywhere.
It's like purple now.
Yes.
I like them aged.
I like it. Knocking flies off of it and shit.
Oh, Jeff. Oh, so, I guess after something like that, something, insightful words, brilliant knowledge.
Yeah.
Great insight. What else? What else would we do after something like that? We'd try to figure out what's going on in the
world of jiu-jitsu.
Today?
Today.
Okay. You always shout out Flow Grappling and you tell everybody to follow them on YouTube.
Yeah.
And everything like that. There's also another thing. I feel like there's a... I react a little bit more when there's clips. Like I was...
do you?
Yeah. There's something about like if it's... A more consumable, like,
or digestible,
yeah, like just whatever it be, like,
it, so like shorts and stuff like that,
like it could be a couple minutes,
okay,
even, like,
okay,
but just
but
like
you have like kind of like a limit where you're like, this is gonna be too long,
it's a little daunting sometimes. I feel like when people go online and they look up flow grappling, like an event or something,
oh
and
my
it's
gosh,
three
I know.
Hours and 50 minutes,
yeah,
and it's like I can totally see,
yeah.
Like, I love jiu-jitsu. I fucking love jiu-jitsu. But most of that's going to be background noise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of that's going to be me watching it on my, watching other shit on my phone or doing something else, you know, like
sitting
doing
in
laundry.
Sitting in a chair staring.
Just going like.
Angry about other drivers.
Fucking, I should have come more at that guy. But, there's a thing on Instagram where you can subscribe to pages.
Okay.
And stuff like that. I highly suggest subscribing to Flow Grappling on Instagram because they will send you quite a bit of messages. You can also turn off notifications, but it's also just kind of waiting there for you.
Yeah.
Like their best clips. They just send you like links to their best shit.
Right.
And
okay.
it's like, it's kind of like one of those things where even if you're following them on Instagram, they can get lost in the algorithm, you know, your bikini babes that are lifting weights or whatever it may be.
Shooting machine guns.
Whatever you follow, hypothetically. any other cat meme sites that you...
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Look at that. That's 2 weeks in a row I did that.
Look, that was a good catch.
That's perfect.
That one goes in the intro.
Damn, that was awesome. Like that was a good one.
The light falling, this one.
technical difficulties.
One would call this catastrophic.
It's a little bit more digestible in the subscriber thing. I feel like it's kind of like these little clips and little when you want to look them up, you don't have to go to YouTube and do all this stuff. You can next time you're taking a shit,
watch
the best clips of a Flow Grappling event.
I love this. Yeah, I think like in it's funny that you bring this up. Like it's like for this, you know, week in the podcast and the world of jiu-jitsu and mostly just because I'm completely unprepared. It is true to say though that I and we've talked about this before, and I might have brought it up in the podcast in the past, is that if you guys like in terms of consuming jiu-jitsu content, if you're stressed for time, okay. Don't watch watch technique videos. Watch watch highlight reels and clips of actual matches. You'll learn so much more from there.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there's not great content in terms of technique. And if you're trying to troubleshoot a position and you want to see other perspectives, it's awesome. You know, take your time to do that. But generally speaking, like you already have so much technique floating around in your head right now.
Yeah.
Just watch them. Do the technique in a live.
Watch it in practice because, there's something, and you know this obviously. It's what it's meant for, but like the difference between just like, what is it like just training, just like regular like, it's not sparring, but like drilling the technique.
When you're drilling technique
compared to, not even active roles, but
positional sparring.
Is one of those things where like, oh, this I got to work hard.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
You know, it's like, it's a thing where I kind of added resistance today with my partner, like a little bit.
Yeah, my partner's doing jiu-jitsu too.
Yeah, it's like one of those things of like, oh, how many times have I said it? And this went with my game plan idea from before.
Right.
Of like, yeah, you also, Jeff, you also taught this to everyone else.
Right.
My partner's right here the whole time.
Funny perspective. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
It's one of those things of like, he knows how to fucking do it too.
Exactly.
So he knows exactly what I want to do. He knows my game plan. My game plan is hand on hip, hand on leg.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like legitimately like, fuck.
So the first thing he does is like take your hand and shuck it off your hip. Yeah.
The whole time I was just going, I just grabbed his hand.
Right.
It's like one of those things of like, I'm being a real scamp right now, but also I know exactly what you want to do.
You know what's funny, Pat, is that, and you bring this up and it's so funny, and it doesn't belong in this category at all,
but
what Pat has just discovered is that there is in fact a method to my madness when I'm teaching jiu-jitsu, and that is just because I'm teaching one position, like, or one perspective on this, that means that there's somebody else on the other end that is dismantling that technique. This is part of my teaching ethos, if you will.
Right.
It's the environment says, I don't have to go, like, we don't worry, we'll cover that as well, and then you'll have the expanded knowledge of having just done the opposite in class. But while this is happening to you, I know because I'm a student of jiu-jitsu too, and while somebody's teaching a technique, I'm learning the technique and thinking how I'm going to dismantle it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're sitting there going like, mm-hmm. So you just grab their hand.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
It's like one of those things of like, perfect.
Nailed it.
Oh, so yeah, go ahead, slappy bumpy. Yep. You know, one of those things are like, and I love the realization on their face too when you're just like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. All you do is move my hand.
And but I also did bring up the point too that I usually am a kind partner and I say, you go first.
Sure.
And I go like, oh shit, I'm next. So
yeah, you are
gonna do the same. I just showed you what to do.
Right.
So but the world of jiu-jitsu today, grab the hands, follow, subscribe to
Flow Grappling
on Instagram or anything like that. Yeah. And just and it's just like one of those things of like, it's kind of a little bit more curated content.
Yeah, they
and
do it for you. So
the
enjoy
best of the best.
Yep, love it, man. So, love it. You know what that?
You know what this position means.
You know what Stanley wants to do?
Yeah,
he wants to ask a black belt. To be honest with you, I'm wearing like a quilted flannel, and it's fucking hot.
It is pretty hot. Yeah. You want to take it off?
No, I'm good.
You want to show? Give him a show.
I don't have a shirt on underneath.
Do you have a steak? All right. So the first question.
Do you have any meat in there?
Yeah, do you have any loose meat that you can just hold on? The first question today for Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah,
we have two.
Ooh, we have two questions
from Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
I think that's how you pronounce it, Derek.
Derek.
Derek asks, I typed it out and I should know. Are there any other sports you enjoy besides grappling / combat sports?
Oh, well, I mean.
You a baseball guy? You like hockey?
No, but.
Curling?
There's a variety of them.
Okay.
I first of all, like, skateboarding is the number one.
If you consider
skateboarding a sport, by the way, you may, but I don't necessarily, understand that it's in context to sports. And so as a result, like, I would put skateboarding at the very top of the list. And skateboarding for me, just in terms, because skateboarding is one of those things that I am absolutely a hobbyist at. Like, okay. I'm not a professional skateboarder, but it's been part of my life, my entire life. I love it. I love it so much, and I'm so glad that I don't do it professionally because I think it would ruin it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
By the way, I was never good enough to be professional at all. But
and you would overwork with it.
Yeah,
you
I'd overwork. Right,
you would,
right.
You would stress about
I'd
it.
I do it strictly for fun. Yep. I do it to be a pain in the ass and to just still hold on to that, like, you know, that that 7 Seconds song.
Oh, yeah.
I want to stay young until I die.
Yeah.
Right? So
I get that.
And so skateboarding is really that conduit for me, you know. But anyway, outside of that, I love watching basketball.
Oh, wow, really?
Love watching basketball.
Who's your team?
I don't have a team. I just love all of it.
Nice.
I do. I love watching basketball because I don't know why. I just think basketball's dope.
I feel like football is really soothing.
You like football? Okay.
That's the one that like I'll have that like I can just kind of watch any game.
Yeah.
Like I'll just kind of be like, eh.
Oh, you could watch football, right?
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's like I find it like I just kind of like it being on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
right?
Like, but you actually like watch, you know, like the rules and shit.
Yeah, I know the rules and shit, nice. But I'm not like I'm not an ultra fan. So again, like I'm a casual like, you know, enjoyer of basketball without having to get like I don't say shit like my team or
hot takes on LeBron and
who's the greatest.
And you're just like, no, I just like watching
So the funny thing about that is when you do shit like that and you come from that perspective, like you look at everybody every athlete that's on the floor and you're like, they're all amazing.
Yeah.
And so you just enjoy it for the sake of like, I mean, every move is like, what? That's crazy.
It does make what the perfect, it's always like, I always think that with like fighting, when you just see somebody that's unranked come up and fight like a top five person and just starch them or just like, wreck them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like one of those things where you're like, God, whoa.
Right, right.
Like that's really cool. I do like that when you, because you're like, I know how amazing they are.
Right.
And then you just fucking did that.
Yeah.
Like when I saw it,
mostly because no one told them that they couldn't do it, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's true though, because when we fall in love with like these particular things and we get too involved in it, we grow cynical. It's not our fault. We know too much shit. So like you're like, you can be very critical and cynical about like I do this with fighting because that's all I watch
much. And it's like everybody, all great.
They're all
the greatest of all time.
Right, right.
They all have the potential for sure, but they all are. To an extent, like the fact that you're watching them, you said their names.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all the greatest.
Yeah,
they're all the greatest of all.
Yeah, I'm like, this is cool. Like, yeah, it's just cool to watch.
Yeah.
Basketball, definitely. I love gymnastics as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you think I really could do the uneven bars?
I think, yeah. I think you can do it.
Nice. Me too.
I think you can do it.
That is next year's. I'm a little sneak peek, huh? 38-year-old Pat's going to be doing uneven bars.
because it's a great question and it brings up something. One of the things, speaking of like gymnastics and stuff like that, and you can call it a sport or not because it's not really sport, but I love like any of like the American Ninja Warriors shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I start watching one of those, I will watch I love every single one of those.
Those are really great. And I love the commentary. I would always love to do the commentary for those.
Yeah.
Or any of that stuff. Yeah. Because it's like, any adaptation of that, even like have you ever seen Extreme? Was it Most Extreme?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, whatever it is. It's very similar. It's like, I think it's probably where American Ninja Warrior kind of came from in a way.
Yes.
But
I had to laugh because my wife just texted me and it needs to be on the podcast.
Okay.
And she says, what type of steak would you like?
Send her a picture. Send her the picture. Say, baby, you know what kind.
You know.
That's awesome. Say, don't worry, I got my own.
I'm not gonna be able to search for that picture.
You can just send it.
But I am gonna say, baby, you know what kind.
Baby, you know. All right. So, next question. Great questions this week. Next one comes from Aaron with an E.
I think it's a lady, Aaron.
Is that a lady, Aaron?
Yeah, I make no assumptions. But.
It's weird. I don't go into the who's actually sending them in on Instagram and stuff. I just kind of go.
Here.
I search my miscellaneous. Again, you can send questions into babymermaidproductions@gmail.com.
There you go.
Or on Instagram @babymermaidproductions. DM me. If I don't see it right away, it's probably because it went to my junk folder, and I do search it. It's usually a lot of weird miscellaneous.
Hey, grow your fucking followers.
All right. So Aaron asks, what would a dream band lineup for your perfect concert be? Or did I read that?
Oh, my God.
What would be a dream band lineup for your perfect concert? Sorry, I read that.
Oh, my God. So, like, if I was going to a show and there was the opening acts and then, like, the...
Yeah, and I think I'm going to make an amendment to the question because I love this question, by the way, Aaron. This is a fucking awesome question. Is because you're such a music lover and because I feel like if you want to do, like, you know how they're doing a lot of those one-day fests? Like, it's like a 7-day, it's like a 7-band mini fest thing.
Right.
You
would give me a festival.
You want to do like a 5-band or a 7-band lineup? What do you want? Can you narrow it down to 5? 5's hard. Because immediately with a lot of these questions, I start, it's not ask a blue belt, but I do oftentimes go like, damn, that's a fuck. And I like try to think of like that. Yeah. These two this week are like, I try to think. I like hockey. I know nobody asked. But this one, it was like, damn, like that's a great. Obviously, there's a couple that you're like, and even go Alive or Dead. Like, what is your?
Oh my god,
this is a dream.
Terrible. This is terrible.
Aaron, this is a terrible question.
Aaron, like, I could not. So listen.
Terrible. Fucking stop.
Stop. Golly. So it would be easier for me to like categorize it. Like if I was like, okay, if I wanted to go see some hardcore, I could put together like a, well, I could put together a hardcore lineup.
I didn't even think of like the genre.
So what I'm going to do for answering this question today is I've actually done something similar this summer where I put together a summer playlist. Okay. And so as it turned out in this, like, it's filled with music that I wouldn't categorize together as like, you know, we could say, okay, all of it's rock and roll. Okay. Cause the only rule for my playlist, it's my Skate and Destroy playlist. Okay. So everything that was influenced by the summer, whether it was skateboarding, skate videos, shit that we did, like movies we watched, shit we did throughout the summer, like it all kind of made its way into the playlist.
I like that.
Okay.
That's a really fucking cool idea.
Hey, thanks, man.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in case you guys haven't noticed, both Pat and I are extraordinarily obsessed with music. I don't know if that was apparent.
Yeah.
And so we do shit like make playlists, like on purpose. Like
my guard passing day.
Yeah,
is like,
exactly.
I have like don't. What is that? What's the Queen song?
Don't stop me now.
Don't lose touch.
Oh, don't lose touch.
Yeah, don't lose touch. Isn't that Queen?
No, Don't Lose Touch is an Against Me song.
No, what the fuck am I thinking of? Sorry, I apologize. What's your
I
favorite
break
Queen
free.
Song?
I want to break free.
I want to break free. Like, I try to have it themed towards like jujitsu of like you want to break free of the guard and you want to pass
Yeah, exactly. No, it was it's hilarious.
We're
so
fucking dorks.
So we're really super dorks. So in that list though, I would say I could reference that list and say this would be my like dream lineup. And I couldn't give you all the bands that are on there because there's a lot, but Queen is definitely on there. Yeah. Guys, I love Queen. I don't care what anybody says. I think Freddie Mercury was one of the greatest singers of all time ever.
Incredible frontman.
Incredible frontman, terrific singer. The band itself is just a terrific, terrific musical odyssey, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what a gift Queen was to the world. So anyway.
Agreed.
So Queen would definitely be
they're opening up.
They're going to open.
That's fucking crazy.
Right, because
Queen's opening.
Because also on there is a punk rock band by the name of Bad Shit. So like they're definitely headlining.
That would be awesome if Bad Shit headlined.
but on there is I mean Redbone's on there. I've got White Reaper in there. I've got Joan Jett in there, who I love Joan Jett. So if you guys don't listen to Joan Jett,
that's
fuck
crazy.
You.
Yeah.
So you need to listen to that. What else is in there that I love? There's the Langhorn Slim is in there. There's George Michael's in there.
Yeah! Wow.
Yeah, I've got a George Michael song on there.
You got it's, most of Live Aid there.
Yeah. So basically, you just made Live Aid.
Some Live Aid, some CBGB, some fucking.
Yeah.
I saw these guys at a fucking Winn-Dixie in Florida once.
Right.
Like legitimately, it's like that is a very eclectic. Is that the right word?
Eclectic is a great way to put it.
That
in
would
fact,
be a fun
if you
festival.
Want, if you want, if you want, okay.
White Reaper's great
because
that'd be a great festival.
It's White Reaper's an excellent band. If you guys have not listened to White Reaper, I know we've brought them up on the podcast before, but you guys should definitely listen to this.
I feel like the first time I go to see them, I want to see them live. I want to see them live outside.
Okay, so listen, here we go. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
I will just read down the list of bands in my playlist. It's right here.
It's legitimate.
Okay. So I would definitely have Queen in there. Well, as we said, they're opening.
Yeah.
We have Pterodactyl. Okay, Joan Jett, When in Rome. You guys probably have heard of When in Rome, like kind of one-hit wonders from the 80s. Naked Ray Gun, a must. Okay, White Reaper, Travisera, which is a great band. If you've not listened to him, terrific. Langhorne Slim, of course, I said. Greenfield Maine, another great band. Guys, Killing Joke. You ever listen to Killing Joke?
Sounds familiar.
They're fucking great, man.
You mentioned them before? I have.
Yep, absolutely. Beowulf is on there. Redbone. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, you think you'll make it back?
You hate Bruce, but I don't. Fiddler is on there.
I don't hate Bruce.
Guys, this headliner.
Oh, I know Fiddler. I know Fiddler too.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Fiddler a lot. Yeah.
Fuck it, dog. Life's a risk. Okay, so this would be my headlining act.
Oh, though. Here it is.
It's Cobra Man.
Cobra Man.
Cobra Man. I've brought up Cobra Man. I love Cobra Man.
I like Cobra Man.
All right, Bad Shit's on there.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa. Let's see.
Frank Zappa would be really interesting.
Twisted Sister.
Nice.
A band called The Action, if you've not heard them. They're okay. They're pretty good. I mean, this song is really good. Called Brain, it's really good. Glenn Campbell.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I love Glenn Campbell. Led Zeppelin's on there.
Heard of them.
George Michael.
Yep.
And Billy Idol.
Damn, that is a great festival.
Yeah, and I had to stop making the list because the summer ended, so that was it. So the playlist is done. Done so for this year.
That's Jeff's Summerfest.
That's Summerfest.
That's your official.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great fucking answer.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Because I was like, concert, you can't do concert. Concert's like 3-4 bands tops usually.
I know. And like, if you asked me to like narrow it down again, I would just, my brain would melt because I'd be like, well, what type of
today,
genre?
You'd have to say today. Like, here's what it is right now.
Right now. If I was like the promoter and I had to put it together and you're like, we have to do Jeff Fest.
Yeah. And we got to do it in
a week. Jeff Fest 2023.
Here's the list. They give you like that list. Here's the bands we can get.
And it's kicking off on December, you know.
Yeah, you got to pick four bands and they're going to go on tour.
Yeah.
And you're going to, yeah, that it's would be.
The New Year's Eve Rock and Jam Jeff Fest. And I'm like, okay, I've got it. Rock Thanks for the question, Aaron, because I could go on. Like, I could go on. And this list, trust me when I tell you, this list would have been much larger had the summer not ended.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had to have some discipline.
I do. So I also, like, fun thing with, like, I'll, like, go through my Discover Weekly through, like, Spotify.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, that's a fun way to discover new music sometimes.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what I do is, like, I'm the Roman Emperor. I'm like, yep, nope, I don't ever want to hear that song again. Or I go like, it can stay for now. Or I'm like, you've made the playlist. And very rarely, like, dude, I swear to God, I can show you each week, like, it's like, I feel like 70% of the songs, I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are, Spotify?
Right.
Who do you think I am?
Yeah.
I don't like this.
And I don't like your album.
I don't like the way you're doing it. So, but I definitely, like, I'm very finicky with it, but my playlist, I would say, is very, very much similar to that. You have these old, like, yacht rot songs and then also, like, grindcore. And you're just like,
you're like, what?
Who the fuck else would buy a ticket to this? All right. So, I mean, we've heard what was on your record table this summer.
Yeah.
But,
What's on my turntable now?
Yeah, I said record table.
So they call it record tables. As I promoted several podcasts ago, Painted Black came out with their new record. Okay, came out on November 3rd. It's called Famine. I kid you not, the only disappointing part about this entire record is that it's 20 minutes long.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it's 8 songs, it's 20 minutes. I can listen to the entire album from my house to the gym.
Man.
And I do.
I can not only relate, but I can empathize, and I love that as a 20 minutes is a little too...
It's a little short, but that also means if you're somebody that's on the, if you're one of those guys that's on the go and you need to listen, it's melodic hardcore at its finest. Okay. This is a group that they're older. You will not know it. If you listen to this record, it will blow your eardrums. No, not in a bad way. It'll blow your mind. It's a great, 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 great fucking record. All the lyrics are very intense, very sincere. It's a terrific 20-minute romp.
Yeah.
And you can listen to it several times between going to the gym and home.
I was going to say, does it feel like 20 minutes?
I think that yes, but it's like a sweaty 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you weren't taking a 20-minute drive,
yeah,
would it feel like if you're just sitting at your desk? Because like a lot of times, like
right, you know right. What I mean? No, I mean it works better like if you're sitting at your desk listening to it.
Nice,
but it's terrific. So if you get a chance, just go listen to it. It's called Famine. It's 20 minutes long. It's by a band called Painted Black.
Nice,
fucking Philadelphia melodic hardcore.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to definitely check those guys out.
So what's on your turntable there, Pat? Oh, you got to make the note.
Well, what's been on my head?
Well, I tell you, like,
Mutoid Man.
When I say Mutoid Man's on your head.
I can't get that that whole there's a remix out. Oh, Jeff, did you know that?
For what? For Painted Black?
Update, Painted Black has a remix.
You know what? There's another band that is called Painted Black, and it's like a techno band or whatever. So when you like go onto Apple Music, uh-huh. It's like two dorks standing there staring. Like that's not Painted Black, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a good note to have as well.
Yeah.
On my turntable as of late is a very specific you're gonna have to search it on YouTube, unfortunately.
Oh,
but
that's a bummer.
But it is well worth it.
Okay.
So we talk a lot, I think we've talked about this a lot on the show, definitely off the show.
Sure.
Of live music. I like a live recording more than a live performance more than a studio performance sometimes.
Right.
A lot of times.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Because
we've talked about this. Yeah, of course.
And not only that, but sometimes it, depending on I think the performance or the band, it can be detrimental. For this case, it was very good for the band Idols.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Have you heard of them?
I have.
I'm new to them. Apparently.
Okay.
I just found them via the Tiny Desk concert.
Yes.
Did you see their Tiny
Yes.
Desk? Their song, Never Fight a Man with a Perm, is my new favorite song. I like the recorded version. It is good. It did make the playlist.
Yeah.
But I will personally rip. I do this all the time where I will find a live performance that I bootleg essentially for myself. I don't post it anywhere. I make album art. I do all the things. I put all the information in.
Love it.
All the track names.
Love
it. The title.
Yep.
The year.
Yep.
All this stuff. I essentially produce a live album for them for me. So I will definitely be doing this.
That's awesome.
Their Tiny Desk performance is fucking incredible. It is one of the coolest. It's one of the coolest performances.
It's really
I've ever
great.
Seen.
It's really great.
Yeah.
So if you guys, if you're not familiar with the Tiny Desk concert from NPR, you guys should check it out. Even if you're like, I'm a hardcore right winger and I don't listen to NPR.
No, yeah,
don't worry.
It doesn't matter.
It.
And
don't
it doesn't matter. It. It, honestly, it most recently, I feel like it's, I think it's Mystical had a Tiny Desk, and it was fucking incredible.
It's incredible. Run the Jewels did one. Wu Tang did one.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I mean, there's so many bands, and they're all really fucking great.
Yeah, I cannot recommend it enough, but it, most especially most recently in my book, and the clip itself was like 4 years old, and I think the song is like 6 years old, but
right.
I just discovered them, and if you haven't checked out the band Idols, I
highly
recommend
it. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
Look at Stanley. Look at that little sumbitch.
Yeah, look at him in his little like cat house.
Yeah, he's got his little tent and everything.
He's all sleeping and shit.
He's done exposing
himself. I'm going to go fuck him up for fucking up our podcast.
Yeah. Knocking over. Well, you knocked over the recorder.
I know. I'm blaming on Stanley.
Piece of shit. Made me knock over that shit.
You piece of shit.